Forgetfulness and Business, Part 2.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today, we are going to go into a part two of a video that we did earlier in the week having to do with forgetfulness and business and how those two things tie together. So I got quite a lot of comments back about that particular video, and it reminded me that one of the main reasons why I did the video to begin with, I forgot to talk about in the video, if you can believe that. I absolutely did though. And so I'll tell you the story. So when I first, take things back about 6 months, 6, 7, 8 months ago, first started working on our new property, which is about 2.5 acres and has a lot of what we have on the West Coast that we consider what's a Western poison oak, which is like poison ivy of the East Coast or poison sumac. And it is really, really itchy if you get in contact with your skin. If you're not a very small percentage of the population who gets nothing from it. And I wasn't aware that I would be allergic to it at all, but did come in contact with it. Really bad on my arms and legs, and it's just really nasty because it didn't show up right away. It showed up very slightly, but I had had some scrapes and stuff on my arms. It showed up later, and I had gotten infected and reinfected and everything else, so it was pretty nasty. Well, fast forward it, modern day, last week, I'm out working in the yard, and forgot all the ways to prevent poison oak from getting on me. And so even though I knew there might be some out there, the specific area I was working in, I did not remember to wear long sleeves. I had a lot of gloves and a lot of other things, but I had my sleeves were wide open. Well, sure enough, I got hit again. What you're seeing here is this is calamine lotion that I have to put on. You can see a little bit of the rashes that are on my arms. It's miserable. It's miserable to have a horrible rash show up that is extremely itchy to the point where you've got to put stuff on it. But that's part of forgetfulness. And that doesn't tie directly back into business, but it was the reason why I brought this up to begin with. And another point of forgetfulness that I don't think I covered last time around, and very common among business owners, and something that I see a lot in successful business owners. So if you've had a business and that you've had relative success with, or at some point have been relatively successful, so that you don't, that's not an issue for you. You know how to make successful business. One of the toughest things is that we forget what works and what doesn't work. And we will oftentimes let go something that has worked for us over and over and over again. And we just kind of, I mean, honestly, it's like we forget it. We move on to another bright, shiny object, and we let it go, and we forget that we ever did it. And it's not it's one of the most common things that I will do is sit down with a new client and go through all of the previous successes and what led to those previous successes, or what's a ongoing success, what is currently working for you in your marketplace, and focus on that a little bit, and focus on how we can either duplicate it or keep it going or bring it back if it's something that we stopped doing before. So you got to ask yourself, what have I done in the past that has worked? And the best way to look at it is, what's my obstacle right now from getting what I want? From where I'm looking at going, what's getting in my way? Have I been able to overcome that in the past? If you haven't, then you've got to focus on that obstacle in the sense that you have to focus on what, how would I get over that? Who can help me get over that obstacle or around it or through it? You know, who has the knowledge or the background to be able to get past that obstacle? If I've never been able to do it before, I gotta bring someone else in that can help me out with that. That's what you should be looking at very carefully. And if you're able to do that, then you can overcome whatever faults that you have that hold you back. Mine, one of the, like I said, one of the most common things is forgetfulness. I've read a comment from Patrick, my friend Patrick out there, who said that organization is another issue of his, because I've talked about how I've had to organize to overcome forgetfulness. Well, what happens when you're not good at organizing? I'm guilty too. I'm horrible at organizing. So I've had to either hire out organizing, or I've had to have someone bring in and hold my hand until I build up a habit for organizing. I've had to force it to a certain extent in the short run until the habit's built up, or until a system is built up that doesn't require me to have to put into it. I've got someone organizing in and around what I do. So that's a great thing to think about, so that you can, you don't have to overcome forgetfulness. Like I said, I've had a lifetime of it. It's not that big a deal to me, but it drives everyone else around me bonkers, and I'm sad for it, but I can't do much about it, or at least I haven't found a way yet. So hopefully that's helpful to you. We kind of bounced all around that whole topic, and if I come up with more about it, that whether I've talked about it before or not, I'll probably talk about it again. So we'll have a part three eventually. Hey, we'll be back here tomorrow. Go back, watch some of the old videos we got over at brianjpombo.com. You can see videos, listen to the audio versions and so forth over at brianjpombo.com, and check out the Amazon Proof Strategy Session at brianjpombo.com/Amazon. Hey, you have a great night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.